Pianist and composer Anthony Davis won the 2019 Pulitzer Prize for his opera, The Central Park Five. It's about the wrongful conviction of five teenagers of color for the rape of a white woman in New York's Central Park. Now, online, comes the first performance by a major symphony orchestra of another Davis work inspired by an all-too-common experience for African Americans. Elizabeth Kramer has the story.
In the mid-1970s, Anthony Davis was driving with his wife to Boston for a concert when a policeman pulled their car over.
He had put his siren on and he stopped me. And I was going to say, well, I got up. What is going on? I'm going to be late for my concert, you know.
His wife looked back at the police car.
And she said, don't get out of the car because he has a gun. He had his gun pointed at me.
The couple learned someone matching Davis's description had robbed a bank.
That could have gone left very easily. Because mistaken identity is a reality we see now. You know, you see what happened in Louisville, you know.
In 2010, when Miller Theater at Columbia University commissioned Davis to write a piece, he turned this experience and others into You Have the Right to Remain Silent.
I came up with a title before I wrote the music.
At the heart of the work is the voice of the clarinet.
That was the starting point of it, and certainly works in the first movement, is the idea that the orchestra is interrogating the clarinet.
Anthony McGill is the soloist in this performance with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. He's the New York Philharmonic's principal clarinetist, and when the pandemic shut down that orchestra season, he jumped at the chance to play Davis's work.
I knew right away that it was something that I had to do. It was a project that I really needed to do.
McGill was a member of the Cincinnati Symphony in 2001 when riots erupted in the neighborhood where the orchestra now makes its home after police shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. The incident prompted major police reforms. At Music Hall, McGill and Davis are on stage for a socially distanced rehearsal with the orchestra's music director, Louis Langres. Davis has woven the Miranda warning into the piece, and Langres is coaching the musicians on how to make the words clear.
Vote primarily if you cannot afford an attorney. Sorry for my accent. And
Langres says almost everyone knows what these words mean.
Any music lover or any citizen will feel by listening to that the tension, the aggressivity, the menace, the power, the mean aspect, and the anxiety, the being frightening when the musician repeat these words. You!
It has a lot of struggle in it. It has beauty. It has improvisation.
Anthony McGill plays both clarinet and contra alto clarinet.
It has extended techniques on the clarinet. It actually incorporates different clarinet, too, that I've ever played. So in so many ways, this was like jumping off a cliff.
The improvisation stems from Anthony Davis's roots in jazz and honors one of his heroes, the late bassist, composer, and bandleader Charles Mingus, who endured racism throughout much of his career.
I began to think about the emotional consequence of these confrontations, what happens to people, and the loss of your freedom, the loss to the family, loss to the community, loss of time.
The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, with Anthony McGill, recorded Davis's You Have the Right to Remain Silent specifically for a free live stream. Music director and conductor Louis Langres says people need to hear it.
We need strong pieces, powerful pieces, meaningful pieces, which will help us to understand the world and to understand ourselves.
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Kramer.